Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I was about to say, I can't wait, but I can wait till we get our school started, the School of Stature. We're going to have some powerful subjects that we're going to study. You know, I don't know how many are familiar with the Nephilim.
Yes.
The fallen ones.
Yes.
You see, when Adam sinned, Adam had a choice.
Yes.
Just like we have choice. You have choices every day. You have a choice to say something or not say it. You have choices to think something or not think it. You have a choice to do something or not do it. We are creatures given the ability to choose. This is why you got to stay out of strife so you're not motivated or driven by something that's not of God. But led by the Spirit. The Nephilim. The book of Enoch in the Ethiopian Bible is there. The book of Enoch was another book that was on purpose taken out of the books.
Oh, yes.
On purpose. Because that's giving too much power to individuals. They wanted empire. They wanted you to have to go through the priest to control you, to control the narrative, to control what you think, to keep you down. Still having to go into a booth and confess your sins to a man that's over there smoking a cigarette. And you confessing what you did. And then paying for it. Seriously. They knew that it would be too much power given to the individual, so they couldn't build empire. Where Bibles talk about slaves. Like God condoned slavery. Slaves, obey your masters. It's all been tweaked on purpose. Even the Lord's Prayer. How the Lord's, I'll call it the so-called Lord's Prayer, but the model prayer. How it's ended with amen. The word amen means so be it. But the model prayer, and maybe I'll get to it today, maybe not, but the model prayer was never to end with amen. As a matter of fact, Jesus said amen one time. In the scriptures, and that wasn't at the end of something. That was at the beginning of something. Where he said, so be it. Surely, surely, verily, verily. In the Greek. But he never ended it with amen. Because your prayer was never to end like, okay, you end the prayer and then you wait. No, it was to be cyclical. As it is in heaven, so it be on the earth. It was never to end with amen. As a matter of fact, let me see if I remember this correctly. When we get to, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Instead of for thine is the kingdom, it is for thine is the spirit and thine is the spirit. Let me see. I got it written down. Thine is the spirit in me. You really don't want me to get this to you. Here's what the original ending of the prayer is, and it's been hidden from you on purpose. Here's how you close it out. For yours is the spirit and the light forever breathing through me. For yours is the spirit and the light forever. So it's not amen, so be it, and you stop. Yours is the spirit and the light forever breathing through me. In other words, you are not far from me. You are breathing through me. You are in me. I am in you. We are one. For yours is the spirit and the light forever breathing through me. I'm not praying for some landlord way up somewhere. His throne is on my heart. I am his temple. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, this will mess up somebody thinking. You think God is way out there somewhere. No, he's right there with you. He's always been with you. When you were disobedient, he's still with you. When you didn't want to serve him, he's still with you. At your lowest point, he's still there. Why? He's ever with you, breathing through you. He's a prayer away, a sound away. He's always there. That's why I said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Thou art with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Is that right? He that dwelleth in the secret place. Where are we dwelling? We're dwelling in a secret place. The place of the Most High. Abiding under his shadow. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Huh? How many know we are to tell somebody, I'm the temple. I'm going to stop praying like God is way out in the cosmos somewhere. It's in him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. Yahweh. Yahweh. Every time I breathe, I'm glorifying God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Every time I breathe, I'm praising him. As long as I have breath, I'm praising God. Get your mind in line. Understand who you are. Understand what God gave you. He's right there with you. Fear not. For yours is the spirit. Say it with me. For yours is the spirit and the light forever breathing through me. He's not somewhere in a temple somewhere in a cave or on 405 Exoria. He's in you. When you leave here, he's in you. Amen. When you're driving, I know he's in you. Stop and just take some deep breaths sometime and feel him in your chest. Feel him in your heart. He's been with you all since you got here. The first thing that indicated you was here was Yahweh. He is the one that lights every man. Comes into the world. See, everybody's been given life. Well, let's differentiate this because like the Catholic Church, Catholic means, you know, that Catholicism has to do with everybody. All religions. The devil is a lie. And if you're not careful, you'll begin to think that these folks say, because they're nice peoples, they just don't believe in Jesus. Well, no, all those religions stem from Babylon. We're going to study this in the school. They come from Babylon. They all have the same symbols, whether in India, Islam. Islam actually was started a woman. Well, I want to get that. I want no marks here, so I'm going to back up off of that. We'll study that in the school. You'll see. I don't care how together some of these religions seem to be. They stem from Babylon. They are of the seed of Cain.
Yes, yes, yes.
You see, going back to what I was saying about the Nephilim, and you read this in the book of Enoch, there were 200 angels, fallen ones. See, they were watchers. They were supposed to watch over territories. They were given territories to watch over. And they saw the daughters of men. That they were fair. And the leader, they said, listen, I don't know if you all are going to make a pact with me and covenant with me. You make me suffer this sin alone. But the 200 said, no, we are going to covenant. We're going to make a pact with you. 200 of them. Enoch names every one of them. They said, we're going to go down and have the daughters of men. Now Satan had a plan. He's the like the Pope, the vicar of Christ. He's not Christ, but he's trying to take the place of Christ. The devil. The beast, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's always some mimic or imitation. So they came down and had the daughters of men, and they created a race. Now understand, this was not a human race. And it was not angelic. Satan was trying to create his own. Which he did. Cain was of his father, the devil. We won't get into that, but there was something went on where Cain came. And then Abel was of God, but Cain was not. Cain, as we read, was of that wicked one. And then when Adam had Seth, Seth was in the likeness of Adam. Abel wasn't. Neither was Cain. Where did Cain get his wife? That's another story. But what happened there, they came down, they had the daughters of men, and they had children, and they became giants. This fascinating study. They became giants. Now, the giants that we know, you think of Goliath, right? 9 feet, 10 feet tall. 12 feet tall, 13 feet tall giants, right? No, these giants were not 9, 10 feet tall. These giants were a lot larger than that. Yes. Simply because the atmosphere around the world or around the earth was different before the flood. Everything was bigger. Everything. There was nothing that, like I say this sometimes, Adam didn't have to rake the garden. Because there were no dead leaves falling off the trees. Nothing was dying. Everything was alive. Men, when Adam sinned, death came in. Now things changed. But the Nephilim in chapter 6, listen to me closely. They had the daughters of men, and they had unto themselves a race of giants. And these giants started to consume everything. Now, we're not talking about a little tribe of giants. We're talking about giants everywhere.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.